I make it through this year, I think I'm gonna put this bottle down. I guess as time goes on, I'll grow and miss it less than I will now. And I think I'm gonna tell her that I'm gonna go away for a while. Till I can get this thing down. It don't make you do a thing, it just lets you. And when I'm 6 feet underground, I'll need a drink or two. And I'll sure miss you. If I'm pushing near enough, could you read my fortune in the bottom of this coffee cup?
Stipe for making it okay to bring a music stand up on stage in the post-punk era. I know that was 20 years ago, but you know, things are an 18-year cycle, so thank you, Michael Stipe. Next, I want to thank all of y'all for coming in, and y'all supported our band really well for some years now. We really, really appreciate it. We really love coming here to Boulder. It's absolutely beautiful. This entire area is just great for us, and we really appreciate it. And can't wait till the next time. I'm so glad we're here for 2 days. I'm going to have to take a drink before we do this song, and I'm going to talk about it for just a second. No, it's just one shot, definitely.
Y'all just settle down now. Just because we're sitting down don't mean we can't get up. Just walk down it. Fuck all of them.
You say you're gonna walk down that? So this is one of those quiet moments we were out talking about earlier, and so if y'all hang with us, y'all are being great about that, by the way. We really appreciate it. It's like this show's got some of those moments that are good and loud, and we want everybody to sing along and have fun, and then we got those quiet times. And
we're going to send you all home with gold stars and flowers for your mama. Y'all were good in Sunday school.
So anyway, I wrote this song about some people we were acquainted with in Richmond, Virginia that had something really terrible happen to them. And they were really good friends with Wes and Jill, that does the artwork for our records. And it's like the Harvey family from Richmond. They were murdered on New Year's Day last year. And it was about the most senseless thing I've ever heard of. It was just like something out of In Cold Blood. And wrote this song trying to make sense out of something that makes absolutely no sense.